You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 3-1. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win 9-1. Everton Lee will still have designs on a top 10 finish despite that setback against Aston Villa on Saturday, while Sunderland's win at home against Southampton has given them a real chance of survival now.
Yeah, but I think this is a tough one for them. Remember we said before that Man United game about how good defensively they've been, and that just proved it at Goodison Park. I think it was 11 goals conceded in the first three games of the season and 7 since. So I don't expect them to have too much trouble here against this Sunderland team, who we know don't score enough goals. In Sunderland's last 4 games, they've got this game, they're away at Arsenal and away at Chelsea. So they've got, in my mind, they've got those 3 games to pick up a point, and the home game against Leicester to get 3 points for safety. They're on 33, remember, with a minus 22 goal difference. So that's 7 worse than Hull and Leicester. So effectively, I know they're only a point behind those two teams, but really they're 2 points behind. I just find it hard to make an argument for how Sunderland score a goal at Everton when Everton have been so good defensively recently. You look at the goals scored column away from home, and it doesn't make particularly pretty reading for Sunderland. The worst in the Premier League, joint with West Brom, Villa and Burnley, scored 12 goals, only won 2 games all season, have drawn 8. So that might be, you know, part of the, you can maybe make an argument for a 0-0 draw, but I expect Everton to win this game. 3-4 isn't the sort of price I'd normally look at Everton. But I could probably take that, to be honest with you. What I am going to play, though, is the Everton minus 1. I think Everton could win this one 2-0. And I think if they got 2 up, they could maybe do a little bit of a job on Sunderland. They beat Man United 3-0. They could quite easily beat Sunderland 3-0, you'd expect. So Everton minus 1 goal at 2-1 for me. Just too defensively strong for Sunderland.
Everton to win the game 2-0 is in the market at 7-1. Derek, these prices suggest that the compilers have definitely factored in Sunderland's necessity for a win here, in my opinion.
Yeah, but not enough, in my opinion.
Okay.
They were 4-1 about half an hour ago, gone out to 9-2. I expected them to come in the other way, because what you've got here is a team in reasonable form, probably their best form of the season. 2 wins and a draw in their last 4 games. A good result against Southampton last week. Probably in their best form of the season, who desperately need to win against a team who, you know, we've got nothing at stake yet. I know they're playing at home, so they can't give up the ghost. We've said that many, many times. But still, I'd much rather be on Sunderland at 9-2 than Everton are odds on. I really can't see that as a bet at all. And yeah, I know Sunderland's away record, scoring record, isn't great. But you know what? They've lost fewer games away from home than Liverpool have this season in the league. You know, okay, they don't win enough. That's their problem. But now they've got to start winning, picking up a point a la Gus Poyet away from home. It just won't cut the mustard now. I actually think Sunderland had a fantastic bet at 9-2.
Okay, Sunderland 9-2, the draw 23-10, Everton 3-4. Do check out those headline offers as well. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 3-1. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win in the betting at 9-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.